Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day. From the Order of Preachers around the world, today from the United States, we have Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope, living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching is entitled Belief and Reality, and the reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
When Jesus had risen early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene. She went and told his companions who were mourning and weeping. When they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. After this, he appeared to two of them walking along on their way to the country. They returned and told the others, but they did not believe them either. But later, Christ appeared to the disciples and rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart. He said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature." Belief and reality. If I had heard Mary Magdalene or the Emmaus men telling me that Jesus, whom I had seen die, was now living and speaking, would I have believed? I truly don't know. I would have wanted to believe, but is that the same thing? Wanting to believe reminds me of my childhood love of fairy tales. Of course, I knew they were only stories, but I wanted them to be true. They brought me into times and lands of enchantment, of magical events, of the presence of good and defeat of evil. They introduced me to what it is to love and also to suffer. And they let me know that somehow I belonged. They actually did a much more vivid job of acquainting me with reality as it ought to be than did the catechism I learned in school or the mass homilies at church. Then I grew up. I learned about facts and common sense and measurements and, sadly, not to believe without testing. I had to leave childhood behind, and when presented with anything new to believe, to ask myself, does this new information line up with the factual way that I look at reality? If it didn't, then I didn't believe it. Right from early education, this way of learning, this suspicion of belief was foundational. But as presented in today's scripture, if belief ought to arise not from a narrow approach to the daily routine, but from an exploration of truth that surprises and makes room for the unexpected. On Easter Sunday morning, when Mary Magdalene noticed the person in the garden, her usual knowledge of the way things are saw him as the gardener. But when she heard Jesus, now fully the Christ, speak her name, she instantly experienced and accepted another reality, impossible though it may have been a moment before. His recognition of her expanded her belief, and she recognized him. The experience of the Emmaus travelers, full of the details of Calvary as the end of a story, became a new reality when they listened to this person who had died tell them everything they needed to know, saw him break bread with them, and knew that he was Christ living. They believed. What of us? Of course, even in our prosaic world, Christians accept the existence of grace and mystery in spite of the early education that centered those beliefs firmly and possibly only within religious learning. I need to stop for a moment. Was I ever encouraged to believe the truth that every moment of my life can be a channel of grace and mystery? Following Christ's rebuke of the apostles for their lack of belief, he gave them a mission, which can be heard as our mission. Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. This is his testimony that in the intimate knowledge of his life, death, and resurrection, lies the convincing touchstone of belief. This is the reality of the good news. This is our reality.